Why would I need a license for something that I've been doing all of my life?
I began to feel like a criminal. I'm breaking the law.
Hi, I'm Nick Gillespie with Reason TV, and we're at Freedom Fest 2014 in Las Vegas. We're talking with Melanie Armstrong. She's a cosmetologist based in Tupelo, Mississippi, and she is the subject of a great new documentary from Honest Enterprise TV, which is headed up by Sean Malone. Thanks, guys. Sean, let me start with you. Tell us a little bit about Honest Enterprise TV and how Melanie's story fits into it.
Honest Enterprise TV is a platform that I built through the Charles Koch Institute, where it's basically just a documentary platform where we tell the stories of entrepreneurs from around the country and the struggles that they've faced, either within state and federal regulatory bureaucracies and legislative issues and all the kinds of things that people really don't think about a whole lot when they think about small business. So all the challenges.
Melanie, talk a little bit about, tell us your business and then what was the main hassle that you had and just, you know, putting people to work and giving customers what they wanted.
Well, I own Naturally Speaking Natural Hair Care Salon in Brading, Brading and Natural Hair Care Salon. We opened in 1999. Well, shortly after that, I wanted to expand my business and train other young women to come in and be able to braid alongside with me. And they were unable to do that without obtaining a full 1,500-hour cosmetology license themselves.
So, and I mean, talk a little bit, I mean, you got to pay a fee for a cosmetology license and then you've got to take about a bunch of coursework. Is this something that was, I mean, the state says you have to do this, otherwise you're in trouble, right?
Absolutely. Prior to 2005, it was law that you had to have a 1,500-hour cosmetology license, which back then was about $10,000. Of course, now it's increased significantly.
Yeah. So continue. So what did you do? Yeah, I mean, you run into the long arm of the law, and then what do you do to address the situation?
Well, what we had to do, I joined with the Institute for Justice, and we began lobbying to get that law passed. Mm-hmm. And we were able to do that. We had to, you know, convince our state representatives that this is nothing that's going to be harmful. We don't need to be regulated. All I'm trying to do is grow my business. And so after, you know, just countless efforts and traveling back and forth to Jackson and speaking with the state representatives, we were successful in getting the law passed.
Where do you think the urge to regulate hair braiding comes from? I mean, and, you know, is it because it's something that maybe, you know, like some legislators have no experience with? Is it that they just see it as a place of, you know, a way of getting more money? Is it the existing cosmetology world says, like, we went through this, you've got to go through it too? I mean, where's it coming from?
I really don't think that it has anything to do with the state legislators. Mm-hmm. The decision really comes from the State Board of Cosmetology. Mm-hmm. And I believe that the reason for it is to control and, you know, just to keep it, to keep competition out.
No. In the end, the Senate chairman even came down pretty hard on me, and I said, look, it's just real simple. I do not give a damn whether there's a cosmetology law in the state of Mississippi or not, so don't you come back to my office. It is over. Do you understand? I will not put braiding in the law. And that was the end of it.
And so by keeping competition out, it raises your costs, it raises customer costs, it raises your employees' costs. So. Thank you. You know, Sean, talk a little bit about Honest Enterprise. I mean, you focus on the next project. You focus a lot on occupational licensing and the barriers to entrepreneurship. What do you got in the pipeline?
Yeah, we've done a lot on occupational licensing so far. I would also, by the way, add real quick to what Melanie said, that the cosmetology board also was primarily comprised of people who ran the cosmetology schools, which got all of the money from the licensing classes and all that kind of stuff.
So it's an incredible conflict of interest doesn't begin to describe it. It's like you get to create your own cash cow.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of cronyism here. And across the board, and a lot of the stories that Honest Enterprise is dedicated to telling, I think, you find this kind of thing.
Right.
You find a lot of cronyism. You find a lot of people who are using the law to keep people out to retain their own advantages.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really terrible thing, and it's also something that I think a lot of Americans, a lot of people in general, just really don't know that much about because people work in different industries that they don't think about it. It's just something that doesn't come up. The next project that we actually have on the table, and we're actually starting the editing process basically right now, is a story about a farmer, and it's less occupational licensing, more about land use and property rights, and it's about her right to be able to sell produce off her farm.
I want to thank Melanie Armstrong. Good luck with the business. Keep it going, and thank you for fighting for the rights of small business people everywhere, really. And Sean Malone at Honest Enterprise TV. For Reason TV, I'm Nick Gillespie.